right side of the homepage under Community Events.
Listeners are reminded that this weekend the Portland Rose Festival begins, and nothing says celebration quite like fireworks. The Portland Rose Festival will get the festivities started off with an awe-inspiring display this evening at 9:45 at Tom McCall Waterfront Park.
Good morning, Cascadia. Today is Friday, May 26, 2017, and you're listening to KBOO Portland, your community radio, your sanctuary radio, your resistance radio, your whistleblower radio, and the voices that you turn to, either for information or for entertainment, and everything in between. This is where we all end up together in an enormous on air. What would we call it? A room, a cavern, a cathedral? You come up with a name for the place that you feel safe to speak your mind, and this is it. Well, I want to thank everybody who participated in the recent membership drive. All of you are wonderful. It's hearing your voices, having you in the station with us, meeting old friends again, the degree of cooperation that it takes to never mind making any money, just getting the thing up and running is remarkable. So huge thanks to everyone working so incredibly hard on the membership drive. And it's like a large celestial body that generates a gigantic gravity field that pulls us all. We all whirl together like dervishes. And in the process, we raise money for the station, which is so critical right now. It's so critical in these days of Trump and an entirely illegal government. The day after the election, I said it was a coup. I still say it's a coup. I have not changed my mind on that, though I'm willing to be persuaded. If anyone out there wants to come up with evidence that this is not a coup d'etat, I'll be happy to listen to you. But right now, looks like a coup d'etat, right? Given that basing one's actions on that observation alone changes everything, changes the way we see the situation that we're in, and that helps deal with it. Seeing the situation that we're in, putting it in words, because words have a great deal of power, that helps a lot. It helps us start out, get the job done. Would it be a good idea to impeach Trump? Maybe not, given who's up next. Right, we have a doozy of a vice president. Even he's so holy. He's holier than God. And as I, I tell people all the time, don't play God with me, or I'll play the devil with you. And I would love to play the devil with Mike Pence, or anyone of these other ghastly poseurs lined up. In the name of power, raw power, and of course the money, and I'll go ahead and say it, the sex too. Although, take a look at Melania, who won't hold Donald's hand. Wow, can you imagine the fights they have? Woohoo! Love to see that. But back to impeachment. I think impeachment is the weak cousin of being put away for federal crimes. I mean, Donald Trump right now could easily go to prison or worse, simply for treason. What else? I mean, you could say, let's start out with obstruction of justice. And look at the playing field. Look at Angela Merkel. Arguably America's strongest ally in Europe, of course, and her greetings with Barack Obama, and indeed the German people greeting Barack Obama on his visit. Whatever you think of Barack Obama, never mind that. We're talking about America on the world stage, how American power is made manifest in these days. There are dangerous ways. America's powerful, granted that. There are ways in which that is made manifest, and we have to be very, very careful about it. So taking the way that that Barack Obama was greeted in Europe, and have a look at the way that Donald Trump is greeted, and his idiotic, embarrassing, oh, wow, cringe-making speeches and words. What did he say to the Pope? What did the Pope say to him? Not much is what the Pope said to him, but the Pope being Pope Francis, I have every reason to believe that he chose his words very carefully. Whatever Trump will make of it or take away with him, we don't know, because we don't know what drugs Donald Trump's on. Melania, on the other hand, seems to be making it clearer and clearer that she's not liking this very much. So we're waiting. That's why I'm gassing on like this. And pretty soon you're going to get the weather too. But it's the weekend, holidays and all that. So we are waiting to speak up with Dave Rovics, the troubadour of resistance. He is on tour right now, and he's in England, and we're hoping to hear from Dave and have a sense of the English people, the Mancusians in particular, are feeling today. Because, you know, I don't really trust the mainstream media to tell me that. I like to hear Dave's take on the mood in Britain these days. We also want to keep on talking about the hunger strike. So far, Cabo I maintain, has done a fantastic job. And you know that the words that you are hearing right now, mine, previous programmers, and probably more coming up throughout the day, getting the word out about this hunger strike, since the New York Times is only too happy to publish pictures of an exploded backpack with wires sticking out of it and the name of the bomber before it was when British security forces were determined to do their investigation without releasing that material yet. Boom, there it is on the front page of the New York Times. But they don't seem to manage to get news of the hunger strike in Palestine. They don't seem to be able to, did you look on page 17? Go look somewhere on the obituaries. In fact, that's exactly where you should be looking for news about the hunger strike, is in the obituaries, because the people who are on the hunger strike, 40 days now, 40 days, 40 days and 40 nights. It's got a biblical ring to it, eh? They're dying. That's what's happening. That, in a nutshell, that's the news from occupied Palestine. Hunger strikers are dying. And the Israelis, what do? They decide that this would be a good time to transfer them from one hospital to another. It's a form of torture. It goes on all the time. If you are unfortunate enough to end up in a hospital in occupied Palestine and are subject to the whims of the Israeli occupying forces, even in a hospital, even during a hunger strike, which in the first place, the purpose of the hunger strike was to draw the world's attention to the plight of Palestinian people. Even with Donald Trump there, worshipping walls, as he is so enjoys doing. Even under these conditions, New York Times, Washington Post, none of them seem to have room. Did appear in a few places, but not significantly, not nearly enough to justifying the seriousness of the cause, of the story. And maybe it's not important in the cycle, the nonstop 24-hour grinder that we are subject to. Maybe not, but history, there's always our old friend history waiting in the wings to take this up later in the game. We aren't going to come out of this one looking with our eagles shiny, shall we put it that way. Well, okay, still waiting. Nora Khoury, call us if you can. Dave Rovix, you're probably doing concert right now. Dial that number and just put your audience on the air. And while we wait to hear from you, let's hear from the National Weather Service. So today, sunny skies and a high around, wow, wait for it, 84. Not much wind, not nearly enough. And tonight, clear skies, lows around 59. And now, cautiously approach the weekend, tomorrow, Saturday, sunny and high around 89, overnight low 61, rolling on into Sunday again, clear skies and temperatures creeping up. 90 degrees is what they're saying now. And Sunday night, lows around 60. Boom, here comes Memorial Day weekend. And as we just said, history is definitely going to be remembering these days. And the way that history remembers these days is up to us. Memorial Day, sunny skies, highs around 90, and overnight lows 59. But that's your weather for the weekend. It is late in the game to hear from any of our guests. So the hunger strike, besides this one, other available news sources You can look at the International Middle East Media Center. They are doing a bang-up, wonderful job of covering this story. And there are Palestine Today. There are a number of other sites that I would commend your attention to. But if you're starting out with International Middle East Media Center, that will take you to many of the places where you will find updated stories of the hunger strike. And basically, well, they're really just clinging to life now. At a certain point, as we mentioned yesterday, at a certain point, there's no turning back, and you're dying, and there's nothing that can be done. So that said, and with the incredible violence that the Israelis visit upon the Palestinian people in these days after Trump's visit to occupied Palestine, that violence, of course, continues unabated. And again, it's a story that should be on front pages across the, across the world. And yet, go ahead, be my guest, search for it. So that said, follow the hunger strike and pass the word around to people. Tell them what's going on. Tell your friends. And here we are in the days after Quist went down and in dust in Montana. That shouldn't have happened. That might look a little strange. We looked into it a bit. Anybody in Montana care to do a little investigative journalism, by all means. We're standing by. And that said, this has been, of course, Air Cascadia for Friday, May 26th, heading into Memorial Day weekend. With our engineer, thanks so much to our engineer. Thanks so much to Derek Brooks, IM News and Public Affairs Director. I'm Chris Andre. Get the facts, know your rights, take a stand. And thanks to all of you out there who became members, who renewed your membership. Give all your support to us all the time. We really appreciate it very much. Stay tuned.
KBOO Community Radio is a proud co-sponsor of World Environment Day Global Goals Fair on Saturday, June 3rd, from noon to 4 at the Hawthorne Hostel in Portland. The Global Goals Fair aims to increase community